Jennifer Guerrero Torres comes from a family of immigrants. Her mother is from Honduras, and her absent father is from El Salvador. When her parents split up, she was brought, as an infant, to Omakali. Its name means my home in the Miccosukee Indian language, and for Guerrero Torres, it's the only one she's ever known. That will change when she moves to Massachusetts later this summer to attend Harvard.
For most of my life, I lived in Immokalee, and I'd actually never left the state of Florida until I went to visit the university in person.
Immokalee is home to more than 20,000 full-time residents, though its population nearly doubles during harvest season. Guerrero Torres's mother is one of the many farm workers, while her stepfather has worked in construction for as long as she can remember.
They never received a formal education in the countries that they're from. My mother only received a sixth grade education, and my stepfather only went up to second grade.
Her parents are not alone. The American Community Survey from the U.S. Census revealed 60% of adults in Immokalee had less than a high school education in 2015. Guerrero Torres, though, is part of a turnaround. After dually enrolling at Florida Gulf Coast University her final 2 years, she earned enough credits to get her associate's degree and boost her grade point average to a 5.5. She was Immokalee High's valedictorian and the school's first student to be accepted to Harvard as an undergrad.
The people that really pushed me to achieve more, to always try my best in school, were really my teachers. They're amazing.
In the last decade, Immokalee High School has seen a rise from a 60% graduation rate in 2007 to 91% in 2016. Collier County Public Schools began calculating high school graduation rates to match the federal formula in 2012. They no longer counted special and GED-based diplomas, or students who transferred, died, or dropped out in the rate. Immokalee High's rate of standard diploma graduates has risen by more than 10% in the last 4 years. Both county and school administration officials say it has less to do with the calculation change and more to do with the hiring of Superintendent Kamala Patton. The Executive Director of Secondary Programs, Leslie Riccadelli, says Patton made lower-performing students her main focus since her first day in 2011 through the use of data dialogues. These deep dives into each school's data intend to help administrators understand the areas needing improvement and distribute resources accordingly.
And it's obviously proven to work because the number of state assessments that we meet or exceed the state in performance and the graduation rate all have skyrocketed since she's been here.
Jesus Galan dropped out of Immokalee High School after dealing with the death of his first child. Back when he attended, less than two-thirds of its students were crossing that stage at the end.
A lot of the teachers look at the star students instead of looking at the lowest student. And instead of helping the lowest student, end up helping more of the star student.
Galan, now a father of three, says it's on parents, even more so than teachers, to keep students in school. His father, a farm worker for more than 40 years, used his experience to keep Galan's siblings in line.
When they didn't want to go to school, my dad would take them to the field and said, "This is going to be the end result if you don't finish your school." And they didn't like the field, so they went back to school.
Galan is now a student at Immokalee Technical College, or iTech. It's right across the street from Immokalee High School, in the town's sole post-secondary option. Full disclosure, my mother is a workforce education advisor there. It offers dual enrollment to high school students, which iTech student 23-year-old Isaiah Rosales says he wishes was around earlier.
Sometimes these kids learn differently than what the teacher might teach, like, and it frustrates the kid and the kid just gives up. But sometimes I think when they see a kid not being receptive to what they're trying to teach them, it's easy to just be like, okay, well, they've given up, I'm going to give up.
Rosales admits he started to get lazy around sophomore year. And by junior year, he began hanging out with the wrong crowd.
They were basically focused on partying and just things like that, you know, things that did not matter.
Rosales says associating with those kinds of students is what kept him from attending a big state school after graduation. He did attend Florida Southwestern State College, though, before he had to drop out to help support his parents and little sister. It was while working multiple part-time jobs that he realized his true passion for helping others. So he enrolled in iTech's licensed practical nursing program. Audrey Moss has been at Immokalee High for 34 years, first as a teacher and then as the head of the guidance department. She says the administration has worked to keep students, like Rosales and Galan, from feeling neglected in recent years.
We have watch lists and we monitor the students so that we don't let those that are that level of kid fall through the cracks. And there are more opportunities for the students to do different things, such as the early admissions that Jennifer did.
Immokalee High School's 2017 graduation rate has yet to be reported, but Moss says she anticipates it to be, once again, in the 90% range for the third consecutive year. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Immokalee.